Welcome to the Two Blind Squirrels podcast.
Oh man, come on, do it with some.
Welcome to the Two Blind Squirrels podcast.
Come on, one more time, give us some.
Welcome to the Two Blind Squirrels podcast. Is that good
You've
enough?
You tuned in to Two Blind Squirrels today.
That's perfect.
Perfect.
Sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today. And here's just to name a few.
There we go.
It's better than seeing a therapist.
It's better
than thinking of the fun you've missed.
It's better
than arguing with someone who thinks God doesn't exist.
It's better
than breathing herbicide.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all, radio on demand, it's all right.
On today's show, we're going to talk about two houses.
Two houses?
Yeah, not mine and your houses, but two other houses.
Two mouses?
Two houses.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. You can listen in a time at all, radio on demand, it's all right.
Yeah. All right, so what two houses, two mouses? I would not eat a mouse in a house. I do not like green eggs and ham.
No, not that.
Okay.
Hola, Diaz. Here's your verse for the day, Ecclesiastes 4:12. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. As the body of Christ, we never need to feel that we are standing against troubles alone. We should always know that we can count on our brothers and sisters to stand with us in prayer and support. As the verse says, two can defend themselves and three is hard to break. The enemy likes to hit us when we are down or feel down. That is the time to call on your fellow Christians to stand with you. The victory is ours if we can only go after it. Blessings to all. Bonita here, sending you back to those two funny but pesky blind squirrels.
Thank you, Bonita.
Good day, all. Bonita here with you.
You got to turn that off, man.
Dude, I did.
It's up there at the preferences, the file. It's the way at the top.
I don't understand.
I don't know why they don't make that button right there on the top so you can just, you know?
Yeah.
They don't.
They should.
They should. They don't.
They should, but they don't. But they don't.
But they don't.
Here, we got a voicemail. That's a short one. Let's see what it says.
Yeah.
Hey there, this is Brian Bridges, and I feel pretty embarrassed listening to your podcast this morning because you made a joke about I shot my dog by accident, and that was one of the songs you made up.
No.
I know a song like that, and it's called Echo Mountain, and it's by James King. So, you know, that's really embarrassing when you make up a redneck song, and I happen to know the a song actually
How
just
funny.
Like that. Anyway, thought I'd tell you that this morning. Bye.
Well, Brad Nash, you're going to have to come up with a different song, dude, because somebody's already done your
brought
song.
You by Juice for Jesus.
It's already taken.
It's already taken.
Can't do it. All right, we'll make up another one.
All right, let's see here. So, what do we got going today? Two houses. You want to hear about two houses?
Something about a hamster and a lawnmower.
Nothing good can come of that. I actually think that one of the cutest country western songs I've ever heard was that
Shot Back in a Turtle?
It was the one where he says, I promised I'd leave a light on for you.
Yeah.
But now every light in the house is on.
Yeah.
And he talks about the front's lit up like runway lights and the back's bright as broad daylight and all that.
That was
a funny song. It was funny but cute and sad all at the same time.
You think it's funny?
It's kind of ridiculous, you know?
Yeah. Every light in the house is on.
Front porch lit like a break of dawn.
That's a good song.
Yeah.
All right, what? Two houses.
Two houses. Okay, let me tell you about these two houses.
One
okay.
built on sand, and one built on rock.
Not those houses.
Okay.
Okay. One house number one, has 20 rooms, not including the 8 bathrooms. Okay, that's just 20 regular rooms. It's heated by natural gas. It has a pool and a pool house and a separate guest house, and all of them heated by gas. Okay.
Okay.
In 1 month, this residence consumes more energy than the average American household does in an entire year.
Wow.
The average bill for electricity and natural gas runs over $2,400 for this house.
Wow.
In natural gas alone, the property consumes more than 20 times the national average for an American home. The house is not situated in the northern or Midwest or in the snow belt. It's in the South, okay? That's how inefficient it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, where is this? Who is this?
I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay.
I'll tell you in a minute. House number two. It was designed by an architect professor at a leading national university. The house incorporates every green feature current on a home construction can provide. The house is 4,000 square feet, not 20 rooms, with only 4 bedrooms. Okay?
Uh-huh.
It is in a high prairie in the American Southwest. In a central closet of the house, there's a geothermal heat pumps drawing groundwater from through pipes that are sunk into the ground 300 feet.
Yep, I've heard of this technology before.
Okay. The water stays at a pretty consistent 67 degrees, which allows the house to be heated in the winter and cooled in the summer.
Okay.
The system uses no fossil fuels, such as oil or natural gas, and it consumes about 1/4 of the electricity required for a conventional heating and cooling system.
Wow.
Rainwater from the roof is collected and funneled into a 25,000-gallon underwater cistern. Like, the roof extends past the edges of the house, and there's like, and then there's rocks, and underneath the rocks is a grate, and so the water falls down into that, and it's collected in this giant cistern. And they use that cistern water to water the and irrigate the land around the house with the herb gardens and flower gardens and that kind of thing.
Okay.
Also, all of the water from the showers, the gray water in the house, you know, the water from the showers, the sinks, and all that kind of stuff. Is also put into this cistern, the gray water. Now, the black water goes into the, you know, goes into a purifying system as well. Okay?
Okay.
So there you go.
And how much does it cost?
Well, it doesn't say how much the houses individually costed.
Oh.
Or costed? Cost. But I want you to guess about whose house is house number one. Sounds like a movie star, doesn't it?
It's Bill Gates.
Okay, and house number two?
Is, I don't know, it was an experimental house.
Yeah?
Professor's house, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know.
Professor designed it. Doesn't know who lives there.
I don't know whose house that is. That's, I think I know who it is, but I don't want to say it.
Okay, the first house.
Because I think I saw it on the paper.
Did you? Oh, okay. First house is in Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
And is owned by an environmentalist.
What?
Yeah, the 20-room mansion.
Really?
Yes.
No.
Yes. The second house is located in Crawford, Texas, and is owned by the President of the United States, who gets bashed regularly for his green policies.
Really?
Yes.
That's funny.
House number one, who's owned by the environmentalist, his name is Al Gore. And this is the inconvenient truth.
See, I had that switched. I thought it was going to be not the other way around. Like, it was going to be George, but I thought the other one was going to be Al.
You thought that was going to be Al's.
Yeah, because it was so, you know, green.
Yeah.
So green.
No.
Really? Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
Now, to be fair, George Bush does have another house that is not very energy efficient.
That's a White House.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, technically, that's not his.
This didn't sound... When I got this email...
That's the people's.
When a friend of mine sent me this email, and she normally doesn't send me junk. No. But when she sent this email, I still read it and went, no way. This has been whitewashed by somebody.
Sure.
Right?
Urban legend.
Yeah. First, I thought, was it maybe an urban legend? But she says, this is absolutely true. I verified it. I'm like, okay, I'm going to verify myself before I go on the air and say
sure.
something. So I went to Snopes, SNOPES.com.
Uh-huh.
And looked up the story there, and they verify that it's true, and they cite several
Snopes.
I think that's how it's spelled.
Snopes.
No, it's Snopes. SNOPES.
Oh, ES.
Yeah. SNOPES. Yeah, there you are.
I'm getting old. I can't see.
There you go. That's it. And you just type in two houses. A tale of two houses, I think is what it's... Yeah, Tale of Two Houses.
Oh, what happened there?
I don't know. So they don't. The listeners are not interested in that. Sure. But there's lots of details there. There's verification. There's they cite different stories out of newspapers and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And I also looked on in Google for any stories that contradict this, the what's said here, and there were none. Huh. So
interesting.
Yeah.
So it's hard to swallow, man. I mean, that's, you know, just...
It's an inconvenient truth.
It is an inconvenient truth. That's not cool.
Not
cool. Especially since he did that book. What was the book that he did? He
can't... How to Live Green or something.
No. There was an environment... He came up with an environmental book. It was...
Yeah, and then the movie was called The Inconvenient Truth.
I don't remember what that was. Yeah.
The Inconvenient Truth.
But
I don't remember what the book was.
The world's coming to an end and everybody's...
Hey, I got an idea. You know all these people that are finding us through iTunes and go out there and listen to us through iTunes?
Yeah.
Well, we get no iTunes love as far as the comments are concerned.
No iTunes love. Oh, yeah. There's like two comments on there.
So
thank you for the two people who put two comments on
there. Very appreciate it. But all of you who listen to us through iTunes, if you could put a comment out there, then that would help other people in iTunes find us.
Yeah, because you know what? Just like anything else that's good that you tell your friends about, you know?
Yeah.
They trust your opinion.
Sure.
And when people say...
Now, don't put the truth in your comments, though. Say something good about us. All right. Okay, moving right along.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got here. We got a message from the Jesus Geek. Got the Jesus Geek going on here.
Hey there, this is Brian Bridges.
That's not Jesus
and,
Geek.
And I feel pretty embarrassed listening to your podcast.
We already played
this morning
that.
Because you made Sorry a joke about...
This voicemail is brought to you by Juice for Jesus. Come on down to our juice bar. Get some freshly squeezed juice cocktails. All for the love of Jesus. Hey guys, John Wilkerson here, the Jesus Geek, over at JesusGeek.info, a member of the My Life Ministries community of podcasts. Hey, I have a format suggestion for you guys. I know you guys on Thursday, you get together and you record the show in advance for the upcoming week, for the next week. Well, sometimes you guys are about a week.
What?
He spoiled our secret. Now he's got the formulas, the Colonel Sanders chicken formulas out there now. Not really.
Well, I think we've said that on the show before.
Yeah, well, I'm just, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, what's Colonel Sanders got to do with anything anyway?
I don't know.
I think he's dead. Is he dead?
It's a reference.
He was like 80 when I was little. Sorry.
Off and your news is late and, you know, it seems kind of weird. And
What's he complaining about now?
I don't know.
Let me back this up a little bit. Our news is late. We don't give news on this. This isn't a news show.
It's late and... You know, it seems kind of weird.
Weird.
Coming week for the next week. Well, sometimes you guys are about a week off and your news is late. And, you know, it seems kind of weird and kind of out of place. And I thought maybe for your Friday shows, you could record the Friday show for that week on the Thursday that you record. So instead of recording Monday through Friday, you record Friday through Thursday on Thursday. Have I thoroughly confused you enough? Do I need to send you a diagram?
Yeah,
well, no, you need to send me a dollar.
We need a dollar and a diagram.
Yeah.
Because I'm not... So instead of recording the Thursday show on Friday, we're going to record the Friday show on Thursday. And then we'll release the Monday show on Tuesday. And then the Thursday show will be on Wednesday, which will bring the Friday show. So the ones we're recording on Thursday will be for Thursday through Friday. I mean, no, for Friday through Thursday and not from Monday through Thursday. Friday.
But that's only for leap year.
We'll record on.
What do we do with the rest of the time?
Well, then in March, we'd have to go back to using the Tuesday show for the Wednesday show and the Wednesday show for the Tuesday show because the Tuesday show will no longer be the Tuesday show because it's going to be on Thursday. I think that's what he's saying. But maybe a diagram would help.
And a dollar.
Don't forget the dollar.
Just let me know. I know you squirrels are a little tough with the mental picturing thing. Oh, by the way, you know what I said the coolest thing today? I stuck a squirrel in the microwave. Oh, man, you should have seen that guy jumping around. Anyway, that's all I got to say. Bye.
That's animal cruelty, sir.
Does anybody else have a problem with the fact that we record all the shows? I mean, look, we have families. We can't get together every night. Like, we could.
No.
But we're not.
Yeah.
Because we have families, and we want to see our families.
And when we did the shows in the suburban, everybody said they didn't like the shows.
They didn't like the shows in the suburban.
So, there you go.
But we've been doing this way for like over a year now.
Touch, we don't print the news. We don't make the news up.
We've been doing this for a long time.
We just comment on the news.
Right. Right. It doesn't matter if it's a little late.
Now, we can make the news up if you want, but it's not going to be, we can't be responsible if it doesn't actually happen.
Welcome to Friday. Today, the president was given a flower by a little girl named John Wilkerson. So that's what happened today in the news.
We should do that. We should do it.
We should give a girl, a little girl,
John
Wilkerson. It's kind of cruel to every, a little girl, don't you think?
No, every we'll just do a bunch of news segments, and every one of them will involve John.
You think that'll make him happy? You know, he'd call and complain about something. All right, enough poking him in the eye. We appreciate his call.
Yeah, my finger's getting sore.
Let's see what.
Good day, all. Bonita here with your verse for the day, Psalm 33:12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance. We have had a bit of controversy here in the States of late. An Eagle Scout has requested a flag to be flown over the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. The architect of the Congress is in charge of this. He has had numerous requests for these flags. The scout had asked for the certificate to have the word God in the inscription. Well, that was not allowed, and the certificate was made up without that. The ruling has now been overruled. But I think it is indicative of where we as a people have gotten to. If we want our nation to be blessed by the Lord, we must turn to him in prayer. Have you prayed for your nation today? If not, take the time now to lift up your nation and ask the Lord to help us to restore him to his rightful place in the hearts of the people. Have a wonderful and squirrely day. Now back to Los Dos Artillas Ciego.
Did you hear the angels sing?
There was an angel singing.
I heard harps.
I did. Wow. She's like calling stuff down from heaven in
that's
her
right.
segments.
Bling, bling. Bling, bling. No, that's an excellent idea. I think that is an excellent idea.
Well, sure. That would have been timely in the last show.
Yeah.
I should have played it then.
Yes, you should have.
I didn't.
Yes. She did her part. I don't know what you were doing.
I was keeping off as usual.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I think I'm going to do that tonight.
Okay.
Throw that in.
Do we want to listen to another voicemail? We have tons.
Yes. Lay it on me.
Okay.
Lay it upon me.
Two blind squirrels. Hey, John Wilson here, the Jesus Geek. I had some contest ideas for you that I wanted to share.
Get extra phone minutes.
Yeah, it's something is going on with him. Oh, I know when I stopped it.
No, he's got rollover minutes.
I stopped it instead of paused it. We have to hear that.
Oh, no.
Again.
Oh, no.
Two blind squirrels. Hey, John Wilson.
Okay, I want that. I'm going to clip that out because that's going to be one of our regular
bits.
Like
a ringtone or something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, a ringtone.
Two blind squirrels.
Yeah, that's great.
Two blind squirrels. Two blind squirrels. Hey, John Wilson.
Oh, does he want to hear it? Okay. Max wants to hear it.
Two blind squirrels.
Hey, John Wilson. Jesus Geek. I had some contest ideas for you that I wanted to share. The first one is the person who sends the best cover of a Bon Jovi song but changes the lyrics to relate to the two blind squirrels. You know, like the one that I did the other day. You know, because I'm a squirrel. On a steel tree I climb. And I'm wanted. No, I'm nuts. For a reason. You know that one?
Yeah, that one.
You know, I'm thinking, you know, there's a lot of other things like, you know, Chaz used to work in Frisco. Didn't pay the bills. He missed his friend. It's tough. So tough. Brad works in Verizon all day.
No, wait a minute.
Working for the man. I sound like Cheech and Chong. It's tough. You know, whatever, you know. I mean, just making some stuff, crazy stuff up like that. And the other idea that I had was whoever could say.
Actually, there are better lyrics than the original ones.
Even the most roadkill squirrels would win something.
Oh,
yeah,
brother,
I got like three of them right here. I got ready. I'm sending them in.
Don't be sending them in.
This is kind of in honor of the matted, nasty squirrel tail award that you guys gave me that I wanted, you know, and I wanted to do this. I thought I would return the favor. So I got three.
That was a genius award, the matted squirrel tail.
Still hanging on to that?
He's still bitter about that.
It's been a year or so.
I know. It's like, that was like 374 episodes ago.
does.
That's funny.
Let it go, John. It'll eat you up inside.
I'm going to box them up. I'm sending them to you guys. They should be on their way right there. Just look out for the maggots, you know, the kind of...
That's a federal offense, sir.
Yeah.
It's a federal
offense. Don't mess with the mail.
You know, the heat and all that. Anyway, those are my contest ideas. Oh, I hope you pick my contest. Please pick my contest. Please, 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 please.
No. No. No, no, no. No, 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 no. All right.
He has like 20 children. When does he have time to think about calling us?
Where is time away?
Two blind squirrels.
All right. Wait, Jill, come here. You got to hear this. You got to hear this. Give her the headphones.
Here.
He's listening to the show. We're going to make this a Christian ringtone, okay? Not a Christian ringtone. We're going to make it a ringtone. Charlie's going to turn this into a ringtone, okay? Ready?
Two blind squirrels. Two blind squirrels.
Would you put that on your phone?
Two blind squirrels.
No.
She said no. No. Okay.
It's a niche market.
It's yeah.
It's a limited audience.
Yeah, it leaves me with a niche. That's right.
It leaves you with a niche.
Not a niche market. A niche market.
Well, everybody, thanks for joining us today on this wonderful, wonderful Friday. We hope that you've enjoyed your time with us. We hope that you've enjoyed your Friday. We hope that you really enjoy the weekend without us.
Now, shut that podcast thing off and go out.
What if they have other podcasts to listen to?
No, there are no other podcasts to listen to. Go outside.
Maybe they're outside listening to us now.
Okay, turn it off and go inside.
Go find Aubrey Washington.
Yeah.
Go find your Aubrey Washington.
Yes.
Go meet somebody.
And if you don't know what that is, go back 2 shows and go and listen to it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So, there you go. All right. Send us a dollar. Get into the raffle. Call us on the comments line.
Did you give the address away?
I will.
Hold on. I'll give it away. I'll
give it away. Give it away. Give it away now.
Tell them
where we live.
Too late.
Bye-bye.
At least I'm giving your address and not mine. Two blind squirrels. 348 Azalea Lane. That's Azalea. Sulphur Springs, Texas, 75482.
Send a dollar and a card with your name on it and your address.
Name and address.
And your address. And
self-address stamped envelope. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
But we'll crush the squirrel mug up and put it in there. Yeah. Return it to you.
And we'll enter your name in a raffle. And when you say when we have 10...
I think we initially said the raffle would last through the end of October.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, like, November, we would draw the name.
Okay.
So, right now, Jim Church is the only name in the bucket.
So, he is the lead.
As of when we recorded this show.
He is the lead runner. And seeing as his is folded up into an origami cross.
Yes.
He's got a pretty good chance of it being extracted from the pile.
Well, you're not going to extract the dollar. You're going to extract his name from the piece of paper.
Oh. I was going to mix up all the dollars.
You got to tell whose dollar is whose besides his. Don't write your name on the dollar.
No. That's defacing money.
All right, everybody. We made it. We made it through the week.
Yes.
Aren't you happy? Aren't you proud?
I am. Now I'm going outside.
I'm going to go outside, too, and get in my truck and go home.
Yeah, it's dark.
But I'm going to ride home with the windows down.
Okay, people, just go to bed right now.
What if it's in the morning?
Yeah, what if it's in the morning? No, it's lunchtime.
Max didn't think of that.
Go to bed right now.
Right,
now.
Go to bed now. I'm sure they're okay with it no matter what you're listening.
Okay, now.
Don't care about it.
You don't care about it?
Wait, what's the guy who drives the crane, the bulldozer?
I don't mind.
We don't want the guy driving the bulldozer going to bed right now.
No. You stay awake.
E-Daddy? E-Daddy, you want to ride?
Yes, you stay awake. Stay awake.
You stay awake. Jim Church can go to sleep.
You don't know what he's doing right now.
Okay, Brad Nash, you go to sleep. Okay, now you wake up. Okay, Gracie, you're trying to sleep. Okay, wait. Okay, Larry, sleep. Wait. What's another name? Janet, go to sleep. Ray, sleep. Janet, wake up. Oh, they almost slept together. Oh, I almost got confused there. Okay. Who else? Tom? Yeah, Tom.
Yeah?
Yeah, Tom. Yeah. Tom, you can go to sleep now.
Yeah, go to sleep.
Shh, sleep. Wake up. All right, everybody. Bye, escondidos.
Blue-blind squirrels look gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity." This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.